It's movie time. And as always, for that, we turn to Frank Svitek from OneGuysOpinion.com. Morning, Frank.
Good morning.
All right, I've seen the trailer for this. It actually looks kind of funny. Kevin Hart's newest is Night School.
This book is kind of thick. I thought it'd be more like a leaflet.
If you're not going to do the work, drop the class.
No, I'm going to do the work. You'll see.
What'd you think? It looks funny.
Well, maybe in short spurts it might be funny, and perhaps in the trailer they speed it up a little. Unfortunately, with the talent involved, Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish, this is really a disappointment. It's a kind of a rerun of the classroom comedies you remember from Welcome Back, Kotter, even Community more recently. Kevin Hart plays a guy who's lost his job, has to go back to high school to get his GED. Tiffany Haddish is his teacher. They have some good riffs together, some insults that they spew at one another occasionally. But generally, this is a fairly low-key movie, very episodic and slapsticky. Hart is one of the writers of it, but along with five other guys, and they couldn't come up with anything better than these really kind of lame, repetitive gags. It has an occasional chuckle, but the direction is very lax. And it's very predictable and ultimately extremely disappointing.
All righty. Thank you for the warning. Let's move on to a new animated film called Smallfoot.
Migo, you will be banished from the village until you are ready to tell us the truth.
I know what I saw, and I'm going to prove it.
This is a very strange animated movie. The animation's really good, and there's some good slapstick at the beginning of the movie where Migo, the Yeti or abominable snowman of the title, and his father, voiced by Danny DeVito, do some slapstick routines. That stuff is pretty funny. But the movie is about the encounter of the Yeti with the Smallfoot, the humans who live, unbeknownst to them, at the foot of the mountain that they have their happy tribal community on. And the Yeti live according to a set of rules imprinted on stones, a kind of mythology slash religion that tells them that these small feet don't exist. And the Yeti, played by Channing Tatum, voiced by Channing Tatum, doesn't believe that. He encounters one, and he tries to convince the tribe that they're wrong, that their whole religion is wrong, and they throw him out of the tribe. They banish him. They exile him. And eventually he brings one of the humans back with him, and people learn to live together with another species in peace and harmony. The whole idea at the end of the movie, the moral at the end of the movie, that we ought to all get along, is fine. And as I say, the animation is good. But unfortunately, the theme of the movie, that children should always question the belief systems of their parents, may rankle some parents who take their kids to it. Moreover, it's the movie is burdened with six songs, a couple of which are mediocre, but two of which are absolutely terrible and go on for a very long time, and another song that is obviously straining to be another Let It Be and is as irritating as that song was. this movie is really a mixed bag. It has some good things about it. It has some sprightliness to it. But unfortunately, I think it falls into the mediocre category.
All right, let's move on with Colette with Keira Knightley.
All those young girls, you've given them a voice.
Willie has.
I mean, you have. You should own up to it.
Well?
Yeah, this is actually pretty good. It has a Masterpiece Theater vibe about it. But it's a biographical film about the life of Colette, the writer who wrote Gigi late in her career. But this is about the early part of her life, where she was married to a man who, in effect, took her writing and printed it under his own name at a time when women writers weren't acceptable. You could take it as a kind of period companion piece to the recent Glenn Close movie, The Wife, which had a similar theme to it. Keira Knightley is very good as Colette, and Dominic West makes a perfect cad as her husband, a philanderer as well as a literary thief. It's very nicely appointed, very nicely made. So if you enjoy this kind of Masterpiece Theater thing, this is a movie for you.
All right, that's called Colette. Now, Joaquin Phoenix and Jake Gyllenhaal in The Sisters Brothers.
We have enough money to stop for good.
Stop what?
Killing people.
Yeah, right.
All right, I like the casting. What about it?
Oh, the cast is very good, and they really make this movie. It's a quirky Western about two brothers, the sisters' brothers, played by John C. Reilly and Joaquin Phoenix, who are basically hitmen, and they're sent out to kill a chemist who has betrayed their boss and who is being, at the moment, befriended by another of their crew, played by Jake Gyllenhaal. And they, all of them, all three of the ruffians decide to throw in with this chemist in order to make a fortune in gold. This is a slow-moving movie. It's very episodic, and it has jarring tonal changes. Some of it is very violent. The shootings are very violent, and there's a scene in which an arm gets amputated that will probably make you avert your eyes from the screen. But on the other hand, it has a lot of humorous passages, too, especially with John C. Reilly, who at one point discovers what a toothbrush is and what it's for and tries to use it. It's a very funny scene. So this movie has a lot of lot going for it, especially in the performance side. It moseys along pretty much. It's slow-moving. But I think that if you get into its pacing, its rhythm, you'll probably enjoy it.
All right. Finally, The Children's Act, starring Emma Thompson and Stanley Tucci.
Well, the boy and his parents are Jehovah's Witnesses.
I would like to hear from Adam himself.
So you've come to change my mind.
Emma Thompson's always good. Was she good in this?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's superb in this film, which is based on a book by Ian McEwan. She plays an English judge who has to handle cases in which judges step in to protect the rights of minors in difficult situations. And the case that she has to deal with is about a 17-year-old boy who has leukemia and who is a Jehovah's Witness and refuses a blood transfusion. And the question is, will she, in effect, force him to have one to save his life? And she becomes involved with this boy. She goes visit him in the hospital, which is something that is rarely done. And after he's released, he develops a fixation on her, turns almost into a stalker. Meanwhile, her marriage to Stanley Tucci is dissolving, and she almost takes on this boy reluctantly as a surrogate mother. It's a movie that raises a lot of thought-provoking questions. Emma Thompson is superb in it. The writing is literate and intelligent. The movie is directed by Richard Eyre, who's a very good theatrical director. All in all, this is one of the better films Emma Thompson has made in years.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Always enjoyed talking with you and hearing what you've got to say. There's Frank Sweetek. You can find all of his work, all of his reviews for all time at oneguysopinion.com.